For decades, the Harlem Globetrotters have been wowing kids and adults alike with trick shots, comedic timing, and buckets, sometimes filled with water. For the better part of this decade, Jimmy Blacklock has been coaching the Globetrotters, drawing from his own 13-plus years playing for the organization. But before touring 98 countries and countless television appearances, Blacklock's career got its start right here in Austin at the University of Texas.
Well, he was the quickest guard I ever coached, and then I coached some good ones.
That's former UT basketball coach Leon Black. He recruited Blacklock from Tyler Junior College for the 1970-71 season.
He was quick to a point that other players in the conference couldn't defend him, and he scored a lot of points.
He led the team in scoring, averaging more than 16.5 points a game his junior year. Blacklock was the first African-American to lead the Longhorns in scoring. The desegregation of Texas athletics had really just taken its first big steps. The Board of Regents officially deemed it okay for blacks and whites to play varsity sports together back in 1963. But the school had trouble getting past its reputation. There were trailblazers like Sam Bradley, who entered UT on a track scholarship, but also played some on Coach Black's first three basketball teams. But the big breakthroughs came in 1970. Julius Whittier had just become the first African-American to play for the Longhorn football team that fall. Just before that, in the spring, Larry Robinson became the first African-American to sign a letter of intent to play basketball at UT. Blacklock says he came to Texas to be an impact player on the basketball team, not thinking about his place in school history.
It didn't dawn on me at the time, but after looking back on it and being asked about it a lot, I had a chance to reflect on it and say, well, you know, I stayed the course, I made it through, and I came out unscathed. It was some rough patches, but it worked out for the best.
But it was almost not to be.
My ambition was not to attend the University of Texas. Actually, it was really Michigan State is where I really wanted to go.
He says in the end, the distance from home was the reason he didn't end up there.
The coach told me, says, well, you'll be there. You'll be here all year round. You won't be able to go home until the summertime. And I thought, wow, that's a long time. And you got a lot of ice and snow there, buddy. And a brother from Texas, I don't know. It just didn't register.
Blacklock went on to be a team captain his senior season. And little did he realize that the decision to be closer to home would set him on a course to travel the world. In 1974, Blacklock joined the Harlem Globetrotters as they were rising to their pop culture zenith. In the 1970s, the Globetrotters were regulars on TV. Everything from their own variety show, the Harlem Globetrotters popcorn variety machine, to cartoons like the Super Globetrotters, to cameos on The Love Boat, Gilligan's Island, and The White Shadow. They even played an entire game for the Pope, just the Pope. Blacklock played with the team until 1987, He later rejoined them for a year as a player coach in 1997. Since 2011, he's been the head coach of the group.
It is a legendary team, a very proud, prestigious organization, and people still know and look to it as a form of entertainment for family.
Just 2 months ago, the University of Texas recognized Blacklock's accomplishments on its campus by inducting him into the Longhorn Hall of Honor. The recognition at UT still amazes him.
Other than being born knowing Christ and being a part of the Harlem Globetrotters for years, to have been honored at my university, I can't put it into words. It's incredible.
Blacklock will return to the campus tomorrow as the Harlem Globetrotters begin this leg of their tour at the Irwin Center. Jimmy Moss, KET News.